It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening or watching Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than a picnic where you're the low man on the totem pole. Definitely don't want to go to that picnic. You could join our... What?
I said, oh boy.
Oh boy. You could join the chat room, the Den Pen. You go to davincomedy.com, click live broadcast, or you could do what a lot of people do. Watch us on Facebook on the Davin's Den page. Audio is better on Davin Comedy. Visual is exclusive to Facebook. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt, and I am joined by Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Yeah, we don't know where Joe is. Joe is supposed...
Yeah, we've lost our Joe.
Joe is supposed to be here. Joe's not picking up the phone. I don't know. I have no idea where Joe is. That is...
I'm sure we are going to be treated with a story.
You know what? He might have just fallen asleep. I have no idea.
I know, that's what I was thinking. You know, this morning I messed up my alarm, and it was just going, I slept really late.
Oh. Well, you have no place to go.
I have no place to go, so it didn't matter.
Yeah, really? What are you getting up for?
Well, I had things I wanted to accomplish today, and I did not get them done because I slept so late.
Well, you know, the good thing about your current situation is you could do that again tomorrow.
and the next day.
Yeah, your schedule's open. That's the...
Wide open.
Wide open.
That's what people like to hear.
Yeah, well, that's the great thing about Pip Helix. She is wide open. So we have a good show planned. We might have to alter it if we don't have Joe. So we'll see what we get to. We were expecting...
If we don't get to Joe, I have something that we might want to talk about during that spot.
Which spot?
Well, the spot we were going to use for our game.
Okay, well, because we have the game, and we have scamming scammers.
Yeah.
So we'll
see what happens.
We might
have to discombobulate the show while we call Joe at some point.
When we don't, I normally at this point, when I don't have both of you, I just do something else besides scamming scammers, and I'm prepared. But there was no warning, so we have to decide if we want to do scamming scammers, you and I, which is fine.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Or if we're going to do something else, if we're going to mix in, do the thing you want to do, or just skip and wrap up early tonight. I have no idea. I have no idea. Yeah, you know,
this is our insane, we don't usually do this show anyway. It's like a bonus show.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. I'm usually away, as Facebook keeps reminding me.
God, I know. Don't you love it? It keeps telling you stuff. It's like, oh, look what you were doing last year. Ha, ha, ha,
well,
ha, ha.
Facebook is sending memories to me of last year when I was in the Bahamas. Google Photos yesterday sent me, hey, you want to look at these pictures from 2017, which is the time before I was in the Bahamas this time of year. It's like the two of them are like, hey, go fucking kill yourself. You're doing nothing now. You have nothing going on now. This is what you used to do.
You're lucky that's what it's sending you. It's sending me pictures of my dead cats. Thanks.
Oh.
Thanks, Facebook.
Oh, well, see, well, you know what, but... I don't know if these are like, you know, normal pictures, but a lot of people, what they do is they post pictures of, you know, deceased, whether it be animals or loved ones, and it gets a lot
yeah.
of comments and a lot of likes, and that triggers Facebook's algorithm because they're not saying, hey, why? It's like, hey, here's a memory, and boom! So I don't really post that type of stuff. You know, if I have lost anybody. Fortunately, it doesn't really happen that often, knock on wood. Or even if I've, I don't even know if I've had had Facebook when I lost, obviously I lose fish, but if I've lost a cat. Because it's been a long time since I lost a cat, so I don't know. I don't know if I'll post a picture of my dearly departed cat just to look forward to that coming like a boomerang of shit and hurt.
It's the boomerang of pain.
Yeah, a boomerang of pain. Because you don't know, is it going to be a year later? Is it going to be 3 years later? Is it? You don't know. 4 years? You don't know.
It can be, because we've all been on Facebook a long time now. It can be years later, and all of a sudden it goes, oh, remember your dead beloved cat? I'm like, oh.
Yeah, like, I've been on since 2009, so, yeah. So, I mean, like I said, fortunately I haven't had to deal with that, but I know how the algorithms work, and it's just like, oh, man, you post that shit. Because that's the thing. Yeah, I mean, now a lot of people post monumental good events, which is nice, too. You get reminded of those. But, I mean, a lot of people send their condolences when you lose a pet or a loved one, obviously. And Facebook's like, hey, remember that time your cat died? We know the pain's not as fresh anymore, but we'd like to freshen it up for you. Here's your dead cat that you spent seven large on, that you stayed up trying to feed broth to and trying to nurse through, but ultimately failed in saving. Here's your dead cat, but look on the bright side. Everybody said they were sorry because you had to share your dead cat on social media because you had to get some cares and some hearts and some likes. So because of that, here's your payback, stupid. Here it is now. It made you feel good at the time, but now go fuck yourself, because you're never going to get past this because social media. Because
you nailed it. You nailed it. Yeah. It's like, remember the summer you spent at the vet giving your cats chemotherapy? Remember?
Those were good times. No, but we don't understand. There's so many comments and reactions and emojis. Surely there must be some mistake. Surely these were good times. No?
No. Oh, your Zoom disconnected me.
No, I don't know why. You froze here. Just sign back in.
I'm trying.
Fuck's sake.
I don't know what happened. But anyway, it's really... It is the bummer of all reminders. It's like, I just wanted to tell you, hey, remember that time Grandma died? Remember?
Remember Grandma? 5 years later, still dead. Just wanted you to know. Grandma, still dead. Still not back. Thought you should know. You're welcome, Facebook. Oh, and by the way, here's some political shit to aggravate you, too. But Grandma's still dead.
There was this old joke about somebody who got a telegram, and they never had a singing telegram. They begged the guy to do it, and so he's like, fine, da-da-da-da-da-da, your sister Rose is dead.
That's Facebook. Facebook is the singing telegram joke.
It is.
And you were one to canonize your dearly departed felines in pictures. You were,
yes, I am.
When they go, you were one to... to reach out to your Facebook friends and community to offer support, and they do. But you know what? No, you know what? You can't just have that for that day, because Facebook remembers. Facebook remembers. So
it's like Pepperidge Farm remembers. Facebook remembers.
Pepperidge Farms. Remember those Milanos that you used to enjoy with your dead cat? Pepperidge Farm remembers. Do these shortbreads remind you of Grandpa? Pepperidge Farms remembers. So does Facebook.
Your dear departed nanny used to bake for you? Yeah, fuck you. Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Jesus, you know what? This conversation, I hope now I don't post when one of my animals or loved ones dies, because you know what? I'd rather be reminded of all the fun I was having and the cool shit I was seeing than be reminded of things that make me sad.
It's somebody posted, I guess everybody's in this mood right now. Somebody, one of my friends posted this meme of like the back of an older lady in an old-timey kitchen, and she's obviously making something, and it's like, do you remember when your grandmother's kitchen, and when she used to cook for you? Do you miss it? And I'm like, nah. I was like, thanks. I'm not depressive enough. You need to help me along.
It's, you know what, they don't talk about that with social media. You are really having a hard time getting signed back in.
I really am.
What's going on?
I'm working. This is looking promising.
Okay, because
finally.
Because if you're watching on Zoom, I'm just talking to myself. Unless you know what, the audio might be bleeding through. This is what we
Wait.
Have. Yeah. Why do you still do it with just the? Why do you have the telephone and the speakerphone for shit like this? This is why.
Yeah.
This is
because,
why.
Because this stuff happens all the time. Oh, I had to find out which ones had stairs. You know, there's lots going on.
There we go.
There we go.
So we got blurry Pip and real Pip and no Joe. All right, whatever. So, I was doing a lot of fun shit 2019, 2017. Now it's just a yawning abyss of nothing. This year is just, listen, I'm not going to complain. Other people have it worse. This year is just existing. Now I'm starting to lose the gigs I had booked for January. So, you know what? Hey, 2021, fuck you. We don't give a shit about calendars, motherfucker. You're still not going to work.
Absolutely not. It's really the things that everybody's like, well, surely we'll be up and running by then. Yeah, no. We can't count on any of that. Like, you know, I had concert tickets. They said, we'll do it next year. I don't know if by next year we're going to be safe to be sitting in arenas. So, I don't know.
Supposed to be the spring or the summer. Then you find out that they're way behind. They were said they wanted like $20 million by the end of the year. They're like at, what, 4 or 5?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
Not really surprising with this group that we got working on things right now. Can't say I'm surprised, but still disappointing.
Totally, because we were hoping so much that life would return to some semblance of normal, but not yet. We gathered our chickens.
No, I mean,
what I'm really
you could go
wondering about...
What's that?
All the crazy groups that are like these paramilitary groups and ultra nutty right-wingers, not all of them, but they had been posting something about January 6th.
Oh,
on their pages?
Because that's the day where it has to get the election gets certified in Congress. So what Donald Trump wants to do is he wants the Republicans in the Congress to raise a hubbub, which they said they will, some of them. And then if one Republican in the Senate raises a hubbub, then they break off into conversations and debate the results. Nothing's going to happen. And then Mike Pence is supposed to certify him as the vice president, which makes him the president of the Senate. So he has to certify it after all this goes down. And Louie Gohmert, that moron from congressman from Texas who lost a tooth while he spoke, he's suing Mike Pence. It's just, they're so fucking stupid. I can't. But and Donald Trump is encouraging everybody to show up to Washington, D.C. and cause problems. We'll get there. That's what January 6th is.
Excuse me. Thank you for explaining that to me, because I really had no idea what that was about, and I was like, okay, when are they going to blow up?
They might, but I got other explaining I have to do. I have to go back and clarify some stuff that we were wrong about last week, which I will do shortly. But yeah, I mean, this is over, but it's not over because there's always more drama. Here's the way I look at January 6th. Another chance for Donald Trump to lose. Boom! Take another loss. Oh, you're going to get tired of winning. You're never going to get tired of losing. It's like a whore who loves the cock. That's what you are, Donald. America is just bukkaking the shit out of you, and you keep on coming back for more. You orange and white glazed donut, you.
Oh, my God. God.
I can't lose enough. I want to lose again. I could have left with some dignity and some pride, and I could have ended on a high, but that's not my brand. That is not how we do things here at Trump University. Take another loss. More losses. More Giuliani. More bullshit lawyers. More nonsense. Pile on the losses, because there's going to be morons who still believe. And from them I say, send me your money.
I can't believe that there are people that, I mean, they're being told, look, this is where the money's going, and they're still spending money.
They've been told for 5 years, they're fucking morons. Enough, I've had enough. How nice have I been throughout the whole 4 years? And I'm not putting Joe in the moron category for this conversation. I'm not including Joe in that. But I mean, seriously, the guy who's been fighting fucking scammers, for close to a goddamn decade or so. the guy who you've seen eviscerate scammers and tell you about scams and was doing national radio morning shows giving scamming tips, told you. And it wasn't hard to find. I wasn't a genius. I wasn't the only one. But if you listen to this, you should trust me at this point that I'm not going to purposely lead you astray. Even if it goes against things that I like, I'm going to tell you the truth. I told you this motherfucker was a scammer, and he's still doing it, and you still go, oh, more, let me suck on those big flabby man teats. Oh, let me get some of that 18 holes of boob sweat, Mr. Trump. Let me have more, squeeze it. Yes, more money, because you're the one, and we're going to get to this. Now he's fucking his own party like I knew he would. I told you he's not a Republican. I said, this motherfucker's not a Republican. He's not a conservative. He's Trump. He's gonna fuck everybody. And that's what he did. And now they're like, but mommy and daddy are fighting. What's gonna happen? Well, if Donald Trump's history plays true, he's gonna rape mommy, because that's what his ex-wife accused him of before she took it back, because she wanted that sweet, the alimony. He's the father of my children, so we're gonna take back that thing I said about him raping me under oath. But that's what he's gonna do. Mommy and daddy are and you're the kids, and now he's giving it to Mitch McConnell, and I think it's fucking glorious. The old heave-ho, you dumb motherfuckers. You could turn off the radio or the feed. I don't give a shit, because I told you, and it's all coming true, you bamboozled motherfuckers. If you still, I was so patient with everything, but then once the election was over and he continued the grift, I'm sorry, you're dumb, you're fucking dumb. Everybody has told you, his party told you, the people we brought in told you, everybody has told you, but the man in orange, you're just against the man in orange. Yes, because he's a terrible person. He's a scammer, and you're still getting scammed. Send me your money. It's a Suicidal Tendencies song. It's the chorus.
Oh, okay.
The Church of Suicidal. It's about like televangelists. Welcome to the Church of Suicidal, and that's the chorus. You can look it up.
I didn't even know that song.
Oh, it's a great song.
They don't see us on Facebook.
They don't what?
I don't see us on Facebook.
Well, we're there, because I'm looking at the thing, and it says live on Facebook.
Oh, does it? Okay, yeah. I'm sorry, I can't find it.
I know, it just means that you can't monitor stuff, but what are you going
to
do?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, you know, I guess you could sign in a third time.
I guess I will, because it's not
Yeah, I mean, we should be there, obviously. what a cluster. Still no Joe! Still no Joe. I don't know where Joe is.
I know. I think that he fell asleep.
I think so, too. I hope he's okay.
I know. Me, too.
Still no Joe. I'll get to it. I haven't even told you what's on the show tonight. But and what I have to correct from last week.
I know I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
That's all right. But yeah, man. Yeah, and I'll get into what's going on now, because I was kind of talking about how Donald Trump is fucking Mitch McConnell. Just sticking it to him. But he's our guy. Guess who he's siding with now, motherfuckers? The Democrats. Now he's siding with the Democrats. You dumb motherfuckers who have no soul and no fucking moral compass, who just go every... You know who he's dancing with now? Chuck and Nancy, you dumb motherfuckers. Because he never hated Chuck and Nancy. He donated to Chuck and Nancy. He donated to I can't think of her name. Who's the vice president-elect? Come on, Kamala. He donated to Kamala. Oh, he was all in with the money. And you thought he changed? He don't give a shit. He's just burning it down, you dumb motherfuckers. I can't be more clear. He never gave a shit. I told you. He doesn't give a shit. He doesn't care about what you said you care about. It's all about him. It's all about the grift. And he's fucking showing you as he just burns it all fucking down. And it's hilarious. Except for the part where it's hurting America, which I will get to. That's not so funny. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. That pisses me off. And I gotta clear up some shit. Because we misrepresented some stuff. We made some mistakes. And unlike some people, I'm not trying to fucking mislead you. There were some mistakes.
Right.
There were some mistakes made last week, but it was unintentional because I'm not a scammer, and I don't want you to send me your money. I mean, you can, but I'm not running for shit.
Can I?
Can you what?
Can I send me the money?
You can send Pip money. She will. You send Pip money, and she will give you pictures of her dead cats. It's a fair trade. Okay.
Most of our chatty listeners are already my Facebook friends, and they have seen my dead cats.
All right,
they have mourned them with me.
Well, we hope you can join the crew and find the fucking feet. I don't know what to tell you. It really is.
I don't know. Facebook is playing games with me today. Yay!
You know, you could always open up Facebook in another browser too and see if you can find it.
Yeah. I'm
going to
try.
On the show, this was Pipsaw Blog. Cop faces felony charges and gets to keep his guns. We'll tell you about that. This is actually a complicated story. It's a really complicated story, but it's going on. It seems to be happening more and more, so that's why I brought it up. In School Fools, a class on race causes a lawsuit, and somehow SpongeBob got drawn into it. Yeah, that's part of it, too. I'll explain this shit.
It's a damn pineapple house.
It was. Words you never knew were offensive, but might be. We'll get into that, too. I don't know. It came from Michigan State University's IT team. Don't they have a computer to hit restart on? Don't they have Control-Alt-Delete to doing these with fucking words? All right. we have drunks in the news. We're going to tell you the worst place where you can have an illegal winery. Terrible, terrible place. And, we were going to have a little fun with Joe and Pip. I had a little game for them. We were going to test Joe and Pip's skills. I don't even want to get into what those skills are because we don't even have Joe here. But it was going to be fun. So if Joe, wakey, wake up, Joe. Wake up, Santa Claus. If Joe wakes up, maybe we'll do that. And I guess we're going to have to make a call on scamming scammers at some point in the second segment of the show.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we could still do it and then Joe can catch up.
Who knows if we ever see Joe again?
I don't even say that. Oh, my God.
Joe may have left the show. I don't know.
Oh, no.
I just shared his Instagram story. I didn't listen to it. maybe Joe was saying, fuck you. I don't know.
I kind of feel
that if Joe wanted to say fuck you, he would relish seeing me.
No, he would like to give you the double finger in person or at least on Zoom.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of feel Joe would not want to ghost me. He would want to say fuck you to me. So we don't know. We don't know where Joe is. Godspeed, Joe. We hope you're okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's dawning on him that Donald Trump won't be president much longer. Maybe he took a bubble
really
bath with a toaster. I don't know. You
really hurt his feelings.
You froze again. Oh my God.
Oh no! I seem to be fine right now.
All right. Well, let's. You froze on my end. As long as you're connected. All right. So I don't know what's gonna happen. I'll try Joe again on the break. I think he's like you. He doesn't sleep where the phone is. He shuts off the ringer. That's all I can assume. Because for Joe not to check in at all is very unusual.
It's very unusual.
He's usually very good.
About
making
yeah.
me aware of things when he's going to disappoint me. Okay.
Yeah, certainly.
So here's my clarification from last week. Last week we got into a sort of it was a serious conversation. It was not my intention. But we got into a conversation about the COVID stimulus relief bill. And you know, we said it was a good thing that that Congress passed it. And I half-choked. I go, slow down. Don't celebrate. We still need the president to sign it. Huddle, huddle, hoo! A wacky, wacky, wacky! And then as we were going into the third segment, I had said there was a headline go, Trump's threatening not to sign it. And I said, I didn't really read the story. That was Tuesday night. Let's go on with other things. But we all agreed. We all agreed we were not happy with the $600. And there was other things which I need to clarify, which we were wrong about. We were all happy with things. But we all agreed he had to sign this into law because people are desperate. People need money. The three of us who don't agree on very much politically all agreed his back was against the wall. It's a shame it was this way. He had to sign it. But Trump says, nay, nay, I shall not help the American citizens. That is not the type of president I am, because there are still reindeer games that we can play. So Donald Trump did not sign so that you could have stimulus checks, and you, a small business owner, could get loans, and you, states and municipalities, could have the funding to distribute the vaccines, and you, unemployed people, could have extended unemployment. Nay, 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 says Trump A. I have scoundrels to pardon. There are murderers. There are people who have committed war crimes that I need to sign off on. There are people who the law enforcement president, law and order, Mr. Law and Order, except if you lie to the feds, then fuck your law and order, especially if you're lying for me, because I shall pardon you. Yes, you, and you get a pardon, and you get a pardon, and you get a pardon. I'm pardoning everybody. He's like Oprah giving away cars. Yeah, he's just got, look underneath your seats. There's a pardon. We all get pardons. If you've lied for me, or you're a war criminal, you get a pardon. Boom.
True.
I can do that. But I'm tired. I'm tired. Oh, I still have this bill to sign. I'm tired. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go down to the Mar-a-Lago. I know they don't want me to live there in West Palm Beach. I know Florida said, no, no, you can't leave your grifting ass here. I understand that, but I can still vacation there. Still going to vacay, still going to vacay, still going to vacay. Let's go. All right, so let's go. And you know what? Send another jet for that bill in case I get around to signing it. Fuck you, Americans. Fuck you. Because you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send out a tweet. A tweet that says I want $2,000. But Mr. President, the Democrats wanted to give that type of money in May. Why didn't you say something then? Nay, nay. I could not be bothered then. But Mr. President, you had the secret. There's Joe. Just as I'm... Hello, Joe. He can't hear. So now I have to stop mid-rant. They call you both. Yeah, of course you are stupid.
You were sleeping.
I called it. So now I'm yelling at Trump and I gotta yell at Joe. Hold on. I'll call you right back. You who are watching, don't go anywhere. Ugh.
So much yelling.
So much yelling. So much yelling. Okay, the gang is all here. Joe, I'm sorry. I'm glad you're here. We figured you were asleep, but I was somewhat concerned, and we figured you wouldn't just leave the show, that somebody of your ilk would rather say fuck you to me in person as opposed to just ghosting. So
something? I kind of thought that when I got up, because I'm like I said, I got home and I'm like, all right, let me get up at 6:10, and then I wake up and it's like 6:50. I'm like, uh oh. Well, I go. I don't think the thought that I was a victim of foul play or anything like that or anything happened. There was no arguments or any fights. They probably just figured I was stupid and I fell asleep.
That's what we figured.
Happened? I was stupid and fell asleep.
All right. Hold on, Joe. We don't have time for this now. I'm in mid rant, and this spares you from getting all the grief that you do deserve. So I will have to
take. What the hell did I do? I was asleep. How could I get you that upset being asleep?
Well, that's what you did, because now's not the time for sleepyhead, stupid. I asked for 3 hours a week and you fucked up, but I'm going to put that aside, and I will channel that the next time you piss me off to hit you twice as hard with vengeance. But for today, my friend, you get a pass. Little sleeping beauty you. Little sleepy Joey.
What the hell's up your ass?
Well, Well, I'm clarifying about the shit we got wrong last week and what our president's been up to. Because we got some shit wrong last week, and I'm clarifying for the audience what the president's been up to with this fucking stimulus bill, because how I joked, you know, well, it's not signed yet. It's not signed yet, and we all agreed he'd sign it. So I was going on what he's been doing, what he was doing instead of signing. That's what I was going on. And we talked about how he pardoned everybody. And Joe, you get a pardon. Even though you were asleep, Joe, you get a pardon.
Yeah. Well, I think Mitch McConnell is fucking up.
Hold on. You missed the whole rant. I was in all my glory. All my glory. Because now El Presidente, he's like, I don't like you anymore, Republican. Mashing. Now I'm gonna piss in your bed. Your bed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not just Russian hookers taking a piss. Don't go to sleep, Mitch McConnell. Don't go to sleep because I'm pissing in your Cheerios, motherfucker. Because they thought Trump was their friend. They thought Donald Trump was their friend. He's on our side. And it's like I told you, he's on nobody's side. He's on Donald Trump's side.
What, are you just figuring this out?
No, I know. But his fucking cult members don't fucking know that. I said it 5 years ago. I was the one to go, don't trust this motherfucker. He's got no morals. But people didn't believe me. But we're past that, Joe. We're past that. You were... Good dreams. Oh, Race Odyssey.
Like
fragile
sky. The audience probably, but nonetheless.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
All right. Don't try to be funny. It's not your strength. Anyway. So what was Donald Trump doing instead of signing? So he was giving out pardons, and he got to the Mar-a-Lago, very, very fancy and highfalutin, although now he is not happy with what Melania did. I guess they redid the decorations. I guess it was only 10 karat gold, and he insists on 14. So apparently now El Presidente is raging about, this place looks like a prostitute's whorehouse. And she's like, but Donald, that's how you like it. That's why you always go to the whore. No, woman, this is not what I want. Not when I'm a bear. I'm in a mood, Melania. I'm in a goddamn mood.
I want everybody to know, as soon as Trump gets out of office, he's been so deranged, Trump deranged, he's going to have to pick up on the Yankees and the Jets, and we'll have to hear that the whole year.
Wait.
What are you going to talk about? What is going to mesmerize you?
All right, hold on. You brought up Trump.
Let your little rant get done.
No. You brought up Trump. I have to take a little tangent. You brought up Trump derangement syndrome. It's come abundantly clear. The only people that were ever deranged about this motherfucker was the people that believed it. Russia, hack me! Hack me! China, look over there! No, hack me! China, look over there! But it's Russia! No, it's China!
I love the way you're saying that, but look at the way you're carrying on. You're like the religious nut in front of Penn.
Stupid! Stupid! It's a fucking radio show! I know you have to wake up and understand, but this is how we entertain people. We blow things out of proportion. We didn't get elected. That's how we do shit, Joe. Men have died. Have you forgotten how shit works, stupid? So anyway. So he's like, oh, this place looks like shit. And why isn't Melania getting the covers on Vogue? She didn't get the covers on Vogue. But Mr. President, there's a bill to sign. We have the People's on Food Lines. I can't be bothered with that. Melania did not get on Esquire. But she's not black, Mr. President. I don't give a shit. Why isn't Melania on Esquire? These are the things that matter. Now let's go golfing, motherfuckers. We shall go golf. So we go golf. But Mr. President, you said you wouldn't go golfing when you were running for president, and you believed me? I've been at my golf resorts approximately a quarter of my presidency because I love it here. Except for you, Melania, you fucked it up. It's no longer pretty now. It's no longer up to my standards.
So what is he supposed to do? Jump in his golf cart and crash through the doors of the Senate like the Dukes of Hazzard?
No.
That'd be nice.
That'd be
interesting.
He doesn't know how to drive, so that couldn't happen. He'd have to be like strapped in like a little passenger seat or something. But you know, he doesn't know. Although we did see him behind a truck in the beginning of his presidency, like vroom 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 vroom. Remember that one? They brought the big trucks so Donald Trump could play with the biggest Tonkas in the world, and they parked it in front of the White House, and he was like pretending to drive.
Wah, wah.
That was real. But anyway.
Blow the horn.
So anyway, there's this bill that needs to get signed. But before we get to the bill being signed, there's a terrorist attack, a domestic terrorist attack in Nashville, Tennessee, where police acted like heroes. Goddamn heroes. Six police officers evacuating people as the countdown is happening. There's an RV telling people to evacuate. Police officers, the best that we have to offer, knocking on doors, saving lives as shit's about to hit the fan. Goddamn heroes. The best of us. Going door to door. A domestic terror attack on our property. You know who hasn't talked about? The president. Why? Because he's going golfing. There's no time to comment. There's no time to thank them and comment on this because he's going golfing. But Mr. President, we need you to sign this bill. But I want 2,000. But you should have told us when Mnuchin was negotiating on your behalf and Nancy Pelosi brought this up in May. But I couldn't be bothered with that.
Well, now in your whole little rant, now there's where you finally got to the point.
No, but hold on, I'm not done. I'm not done. Sit back, Joe. I'm not done. Mr. President, can you please sign this? Sure. But only if the people miss out on a week of benefits. We're going to do it on Sunday night instead of Saturday night when we still could have fucking saved this thing. We still could have saved this shit. And by the way, we're not giving the military raises either. We're not doing that shit. So we signed it on Sunday. And then I got to get to the shit we fucked up last week. So he signs it Sunday. He signs it Sunday night. He's agreeing with Nancy Pelosi's like, thank you, Mr. President. I always knew we were pals. I knew we were play fighting like we didn't like each other. I knew we were pals. Thank you, Nancy. And Chucky Poo, crying Chuck's like, fuck yeah. It's a Hanukkah miracle. I agree with Donald Trump. I remember all
took
those
4 years.
What?
Took 4 years.
But when push came to shove, you got Donnie Poo, Chuck, and Nancy, and there's Mitch McConnell in his little turtle shell. What happened? What? I thought we were friends. And Donald Trump's like, no, I still have the Twitter machine. The Republicans need new leadership. And they were like, but we did. We kicked you out. That's not what I'm talking about, stupid. We need to get rid of Mitch McConnell, the failed leadership. So Nancy takes a vote. And guess what? Republicans jump ship. They're like, fuck it. All right, let's give the people $2,000. I mean, it is their money. Okay. And Chuck Schumer's like, Mr. President, hold their feet to the fire. And Donald Trump's like, you darn fucking tootin', Chuck. You darn tootin', because I can't live in Florida. I might have to come back to New York. So can we be pals again? And let me get Crooked Hillary on the phone, because I never met any of that shit either. You know, she never was locked up, just so you know. I always liked Crooked Hillary. Why do you people call her crooked? I mean, she doesn't have scoliosis. I don't understand. Okay. So then what happens? The Congress passes the bill, and now it's up to the Senate, and Chuck Schumer's like, pass that bill, and Bernie Sanders like, pass that bill, and Donald Trump's like, pass that bill, and Mitch McConnell's like, bill? Who's this William you speak of? I can't pass this bill now. Donald Trump has so fucked the Republicans, and I knew it was going to happen. I knew, and they believed. They could have rid themselves of him so many times if they wouldn't have said, oh, I don't follow Twitter. I don't know what he's talking about. Did that happen? No, I don't know. Impeach? Impooch? No, I know. And now he's fucking them, and it's delicious, except for the part where it hurts the American people. I hate that shit. I hate that. So here's what we fucked up on last week. And Donald Trump fucked up on it, too. I don't know if he did it on purpose, but we did not do it on purpose. So last week, we conflated the COVID-19 stimulus bill with the budget. We conflated the two. We were all lamenting about why is there so much pork in this COVID-19 bill. We were wrong. There's pork, but it's not in the COVID-19 bill. Those are separate things. So there's things in the budget that maybe we don't like or do like or whatever. So we conflated them. So that's our bad. I should have done better on that. But the president conflates it too. But here's the interesting thing about Mr. I'm running in 2024. He has complaints about things in the bill. Okay, you can have complaints about the, but he's complaining about shit that he wanted in there. Which is so fucking Donald Trump. And I have some examples for you. So we are giving Cambodia $86 million. The bill is $86 million. Donald Trump wanted $83 million, and he bitched about that. But that was in his budget, what he wanted for the next year. Burma, The bill has 134 million. Trump wanted 131 million. And he's bitching about that. Egypt, both bills and Trump's budget, 1.3 billion to Egypt. Pakistan, the bill had 25 million. Trump wanted 15 million. They gave him more than he wanted. Central American countries, the bill had 505 million. Donald Trump wanted 520 million. The Kennedy Center. And again, I'm not arguing whether these things should be funded or not funded. That's not the point of this. The Kennedy Center. Both bills, both the bill and Trump had 40 million. They agreed. The Smithsonian, the bill had 1 billion. Trump wanted 1.1 billion. So he was bitching that he got less, even though he was bitching, why are we putting this in there? The National Gallery of Art, the bill had 154 million. Trump wanted 162 million. So he's bitching about all this quote unquote money going out the door. It's his goddamn budget, which isn't really surprising, you know, because if you follow Donald Trump's career like I have, there's one thing he's not good at, and I know he's supposed to be a businessman, it's fucking budgeting shit. You don't go bankrupt five or six times if you know what's in your fucking budget. But he doesn't know what's in his budget because he can't be bothered because he's playing golfing and fucking tweeting. So he's bitching about the shit that Congress gave him that he requested. Who put this thing for Cambodia in there? You did, Mr. President. Me who? Who's this me you're speaking of? I was asleep. I was golfing. And this guy wants, and listen, people will vote for him again, but it's fucking hilarious how incompetent the son of a bitch is and how he's fucking the Republicans at the end. And so the whole Trump derangement syndrome, yeah, anybody who ever believed this guy was anything but a grifter was fucking deranged. I fucking told you. I'm not talking about you, Joe, although I told you too. I fucking told you. This guy was out of his depth, and now his final thing is to fuck the people. He could have had that $2,000 in there. He could have had it in there. He had Steve Mnuchin negotiating on his behalf the whole time. We knew what the Democrats wanted to put in there since May. The Republicans did not want to give the people any direct payments, but the compromise was $600. That was the compromise. And I agree with President Trump. It's bullshit. It is bullshit. But the time to make that clear to everybody that you're not happy about that is when we're doing the fucking negotiating, not afterwards. It's like me bitching about Gary Sanchez and having not watched any of the Yankee games all year, and then I just fucking notice, oh God, he sucked. Yeah, he sucked all year. Where the fuck were you? Why didn't you watch? Well, I couldn't be bothered. I wanted to jump on board later and bring it to your attention that he sucks. Yeah, we know that's stupid. Watch a game.
Right. Do you think anything would change under a Biden administration? Do you think Biden would have handled it differently?
Yes.
He doesn't even know where he is.
No,
he doesn't know where he is.
No, that's not true. That's not true. You know what? I'm not going to let... Until we see he doesn't know where the fuck he is, like when it comes to... Until he starts arguing against his own budget, until he starts fucking us, saying that he wants things in there when he had the opportunity, but didn't and was asleep at the wheel, when that happens, Joe, I'll have to come back and go, you're right, Joe Biden couldn't do it any better. But right now...
This is what we were kind of discussing last week, kind of was a thread during the show last week, where I don't think anything is going to change. I mean, look, you know, with Trump not knowing what he's doing with the voting on it, yes, with him not working with Mnuchin, working for the $2,000 from the beginning, and also with the pork in it. Also, I have an objection with the bill being, what was it, 10,000 pages or something like that? If you're going to take action on something, you're going to lead, you would say the bill is no more than 20 pages. People can read and comprehend.
Well, Joe, this is going to make your skin crawl a little bit. Not necessarily the 20-page part, but you actually kind of agree with AOC, because AOC got handed this and she's like, "How are we supposed to read this in 5 hours? This is ridiculous." And I think the three of us agree with that, too, and agree with AOC. But again, this goes back. The Democrats had a bill in May that they passed. We had all this time to hash it out and for everybody to read it and pick it apart and all that stuff. Mitch McConnell, Mitch, didn't want to do it. We all agree Mitch is a scumbag. But he's not my scumbag. He's your scumbag. And now he's in Donald Trump's crosshairs, which is fucking delicious because Mitch McConnell's wife Elaine Chao works in Trump's cabinet. She survived. She's just going. Just got to get cut through 23 more days. 23 more days. Don't look at the boss. Got to keep on moving. Don't look at the boss because she just might get fired for the hell of it too. But yeah, no, this is all bullshit, Joe. You're absolutely right, and we all said this was bullshit. But as we all said last week, your back's against the wall. Fucking sign the thing in a timely manner and then go, listen, he should have signed that thing as soon as they passed and go, but I want you to know something. I want more. So sign the bill so the people get the benefit. So here's the thing. People over Christmas are sweating out whether they can pay their rent, pay their food. Donald Trump's golfing to Mar-a-Lago. Vice President Pence is vacationing in Vail. And Steve Mnuchin's taking a private jet to Mexico. Talk about fucking optics. And you have Americans, and not just libs and Democrats and libtards and all that shit. Your fucking voters, Mr. President. Your voters needed that money. Your people who believe in you need that money. And you couldn't be bothered to sign it. You couldn't be bothered to get involved. Because that's not what you do. All you can do is tweet nonsense and rile up the fucking exceptionally stupid of your cult members to let them think that you're actually fucking good at this. But you're not. And I called it 5 fucking years ago. And it's not a referendum on whether Joe Biden's going to be good or not good. We're going to have plenty of time to find that out. We're going to have plenty of time to find out if Joe Biden's good or not. And if he sucks, I'll fucking tell you he sucks. But he's had 50 years in public office, and he's been fairly competent. He's a stutterer. He says stupid shit. I'll give you all that. But he knows policy. He knows how to get shit done. It was the same thing with Hillary. There was a lot of reasons not to like Hillary, but my argument was she knows how to get shit done. She's competent. So you don't have to love these people. Can they get shit done? And it's all coming out in the wash that when push.
Yeah, but like. You know, like I said on this, he should have had. You know, he should have been more hands on.
Yes,
he should have. Also, with concerns about the Georgia election, where with the election, when is the election? A week away or something?
January 5th, my friend.
January 5th. So with that election,
next Tuesday, 5th, Joe. Next Tuesday, it's another election night while the Dens on.
Funny, but on that day, and it's getting damn close. You know, losing control of the Senate. You would think if anybody had a brain, and this is, you know, like I said, the whole damn thing. If he had a brain cell, you would pass the $2,000 because it looks very bad that all of this is going on.
Now, Joe, this is all intentional by Donald Trump. He's pissed off because they finally admitted Joe Biden won. He's lashing out like a petulant child. He knows what he's doing. It's like How many times did I tell? I go, he's not a conservative. He's not a Republican. He's just out for Trump. I said the same thing with racism until I finally came around and go, all right, no, he's a fucking racist. But for the longest time, I said he just cares about Trump. This is all on purpose. He's burning it all fucking down. He doesn't give a shit. He always got along with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi until it didn't serve him to get along with Chuck and Nancy. Now, do I think he ever liked Chuck and Nancy? No, but as a businessman, we'll use that term loosely, in New York, it makes sense to get along with the libs. It's just good business to get along with the libs. But you know what? It's not good business to get along with Mitch, because Mitch is turtle walking away from him in his warped mind, because he can't fathom that he fucking lost. But there's all so many losses piling up, so he's lashing out. He is fucking them. Doesn't mean the Republicans won't win.
But you know, you're so concentrated on Trump. I mean, Mitch McConnell. What's Mitch McConnell's gain on this? I mean,
nothing.
Voted that through.
Mitch McConnell made the same mistake that all these Republicans made. They're like, if we just placate him, if we just keep on letting him push and push and push, he has all these fans, he's not going to turn on us. But if you listen to the people who knew him, people who worked with him, family members who aren't fucking rely on him, they were like, nay, nay, he will turn on you when it no longer suits him. And Mitch and the Republican, nah, we got this. I'm Mitch McConnell. I'm 20-dimensional chess. And Donald Trump's like, here's your fucking chessboard, motherfucker. Boom! I'm going to...
But still, I'm laying a lot of the blame on this on Mitch McConnell. I mean...
That's fine.
To not support that with the Senate race in Georgia a week away, it doesn't.
But Joe, he's actually doing what conservatives do. Conservatives never want to help little people. That's not what they do. The conservatives gave you trickle-down economics, which is bullshit. If you want to stimulate the economy, you give it to the poor people.
But if he doesn't, but even if he doesn't give a shit, and he's an out, you know, out for the party politician, he's risking losing the Senate. I mean, this race is damn close.
Because you know what? Because a Democrat is going to be president, so now the Republicans are like, oh my word, we have a deficit. What are we going to do with the deficit? Lordy, lordy, there's a liberal in the White House. They do this shit all the time. They don't give a shit about the budget. They only give a shit when there's a liberal in office. They didn't give a shit when George W. Bush was in office. They cared when Obama was in office. They didn't
And like I say, I'm not defending the guy. I'm just doing an overlook on this, where it's like, well, you know, we don't give a shit about. Well, if you don't give a shit about the budget, give a shit about optics on the Senate race a week away, and vote the fucking $2,000 through. It's a very bad optic.
But Joe, you have to understand.
I can't believe these guys don't see this.
Their position.
I'll throw the president in this as well.
The Republican senator's position was, we don't want to give you anything. That was their position. We do not want any more direct checks. That was their position. The compromise was 600. Nancy wanted to give, I think, more than 2,000, but I'm not sure. I know she wanted to give at least 2. Donald, like I said, had made noise a few months ago that he wanted to give out big checks. He likes giving people big checks with his name on it. I get it. It's good optics. But the Republicans kind of beat that back out of him. Donald Trump should, again, he would have fucking won in a landslide if Donald Trump had spent May through November through the election day being the one. No, Mitch McConnell. I'm the outsider. I'm going to fight for the people. I'm the populist. He didn't do that.
Well, you could add that onto the list of Donald Trump beating Donald Trump on that. You know, I mean, if I was the president, I would be a federal case about the whole thing. I would be like 10,000 pages. No, the fucking thing is no more than 20 pages. And I would tweet about that. It's like, well, Trump's not going to do that.
Well, no, here's the thing. I don't know how big the COVID bill
is. Of everybody involved with.
Well, Joe, here's the thing. I don't know how big the COVID bill is. But the budget bill, the omnibus budget bill, that thing is always thousands of pages long. Because they're putting so much shit in there. And again, it might be shit we don't like, don't like. I don't want to argue about that now. We're not making those calls. But it's always that big. But when you wait to the last minute, like Congress always does, this is what happens.
You just said, like Congress always
does.
And it goes back to, no, that's fine. But it goes back to the thread of last week's conversation where, Is it ever going to change?
Yeah, sure. Joe, get rid of gerrymandering. Get rid of all the money in politics. You actually make these people accountable to us. Put some term limits on, and it will change. But like I told you last week,
and you brought up very good points. How long do you think that's going to take?
It's not going to happen, Joe. It's not going to happen. The Supreme Court had a chance to do away with gerrymandering. They said nay, nay. The Supreme Court had an opportunity to limit money in politics. They said nay, nay. It's not going to happen. I told you, populism sounds good, but as long as you have listen, guys like Nancy Pelosi, Jim Jordan, they never have to worry about their seat. Because I don't know about Pelosi's, but it's very liberal. But Jim Jordan's, it's so gerrymandered. He never has to worry. The guy's a fucking douchebag. He's an asshole. But he doesn't have to worry. You know, he might have been covering up for a kid toucher. That's out there too. But he never has to worry about it when he was a college coach, a wrestling coach. But he never has to worry about that because that's our system. So I don't think one person. Listen, I think some come in with good intentions. I don't think Donald Trump ever came in with good intentions.
I think he did.
I don't think so.
He did. Why would you come in from the private sector, give up your salary, work for free?
He's not working for free. You know how much money they made? You know how much money they made? He had Mike Pence flying across Ireland back and forth to stay at his hotel. They across the goddamn country for meetings. that that's not normal. Normally, all right, the vice president's in town. Let's put him up 10 minutes away. No, no, we're going to fly across the country a couple hours back and forth. They've made money hand over fist. He never thought he was going to win. He was working on a tower deal in Moscow at the time, which he told us he wasn't. He always thought he was going to parlay this into the next big thing. And I don't blame him for that. Because as a strategy to boost your profile, yeah, it makes a lot of fucking sense. How do you get any bigger than running for president? He just didn't really want to win.
People have done that as, you know, promotion for themselves for years and years and years.
Yeah, listen.
You know, basically, all you're doing is, you know, all you're doing is venting. It may, all I'm doing is venting, all she's doing is venting, all the whole country is doing is venting, because we could see this play out. And it's another case of...
But that's it, Joe. But that's the difference, Joe. We could see this play out. Many of the people who voted for the president don't see it play out. That's the difference. You see it play out, and I'm glad you do, and I give you credit for that. But many of the people who voted for President Trump don't see it play out.
Well, like I said, I voted for Trump because I voted for policy. I voted for policy over politics. I'm a Republican. I don't feel a Democratic agenda is right for the country. That's my opinion. But basically, to see the way regular politics plays out on the aisle, it's amazing that these people, like especially Mitch McConnell,
scumbag,
don't see what's going on. Don't you think? Don't you understand?
Because he doesn't have to worry, Joe. He's in a the Democrats ran a great candidate, a woman. I think she was Air Force or Navy pilot, mm-hmm. A veteran against Mitch McConnell, very qualified. Mitch McConnell won going away. Now, of course, Donald Trump is taking credit for it. And then we find out, Mitch McConnell took money from lobbyists who happened to do the voting machines. That's neither here nor there. we'll just ignore that. I'm not going to put a conspiracy out there, but whatever. But he doesn't have to worry, Joe. That's what I'm telling you. It doesn't change if they don't have to worry. The few places that aren't gerrymandered, where it's a toss-up, where it's purple, they have to worry, so they have to be more moderate. They can't just be the far right or the far... AOC can be far left, because unless she's going to get primaried, she doesn't have to worry. Republicans not going to win there anytime soon.
Well, like I was saying last week when I was listening to WOR, they had former Governor Patterson on, and they were talking, and Michael Riedel, one of the co-hosts on there, was worried about AOC and the squad and stuff like that, and Governor Patterson had a great answer. There's six of them. And there was an article in the Post. I think last night, a very good article in the Post about the far left, where their agenda, like AOC's agenda and the whole squad, is really going to get pushed to the side because they have new young Democrats coming in with their own agenda that's going to push that away. So, the days of the squad might be numbered.
I told you that months ago. I told you. I said, don't worry about her. I told you that months ago. You know, nobody listens to me, Pip. Why does nobody listen to me? I tried to comfort Joe.
You sit in the basement with a green background behind you.
See, at least I can wake up on time.
Instead of hee-haw.
At least I can wake up on time for the show, Joe. So I got that going for me. But yeah, man, you don't have to. Don't worry about. But
don't
yeah,
seem I missed much.
What? No, it was. I think we had some comedy gold in there. What do you think, Pip?
I think we did.
We had a lot. We had a lot of funny stuff. So now I'll tell you what the segment is that I didn't know if we were going to do. So we're going to see if Joe and Pip can be hackers. So what happened was, and it involves the president. We're going to test their hacking skills. But like all hackers, what?
Of course it does.
Yeah, but Joe, I'm letting you do something you love. Take shots. You're doing shots of a booze. What booze will you be drinking tonight, Joe?
Probably Jack Daniels.
I figured as much. You'll be doing shots of Jack Daniels, and Pip will be doing shots of pickle juice. Now, there's a good chance, because she hates pickle juice.
So what, did you lose one of our challenges?
Like, she didn't want it. I offered her alcohol. She said, I can't because, I have to wake up by 3 p.m. tomorrow.
So let's pretend I lost one of our dumb stunts. What can I drink out of that?
Well, no. Originally, since it's the last show before the year, I was going to let you guys drink and have fun. So I'm still letting you do that. But Pip, since she can't drink because of the medication she's on, she's doing something disgusting. That was her choice. So I tried to be nice to both of you. It was not meant as a punishment thing. It was just fun. So you get to drink. You do shots. You know what? There might not be a lot of drinking at all. You guys might be excellent hackers. It's going to be a fun game. I'll explain it to you later on. But I feel confident in both.
Yeah, why don't we play in the game? Because I'm gonna get drunk. Wait till towards the end, like when we do the scammer stuff.
Thank you for helping me plan a show, Joe. What would I have done without you? What a good idea!
You almost found out.
Yeah, we were fine. You know, it was nice doing a show without a speed bump. It was good times. But yeah, we're happy you're here, Joe. We're happy you're here. Hey. That you could join us. But yeah, man, it's just kind of, it's kind of fun politically as a political junkie to watch this shit, and as somebody who knew that Trump was a scumbag and had no loyalty, now turn on the Republicans. But for the Americans, this really sucks. I mean, we got a lot of issues going on. You know, you would have liked the president to have said, you know, stand up to Russia, but that wasn't going to happen. You would have liked the president to have signed the bill in a timely manner so people aren't going to lose a week of payments. You would have liked the president to fight for the 2000. I agree with him on that. You would have liked the president to comment about Nashville. You would have liked the president not to pardon war criminals. A lot of things you would like. He's checked out.
That's your opinion.
No. They were tried. They're war criminals. People. No, our mercenaries from Blackwater murdered Iraqis. They were tried. They were war criminals. That's why they were in jail. They are murderers. They were pardoned. It's not my opinion. A court found it. Just because they get pardoned doesn't mean it didn't happen.
I'll have to look at the backstory on that.
You can look all you want. He also pardoned the Law and Order president. Also pardoned people who lied to the feds. Whatevs. Knew it was going to happen. He's going to pardon himself on the way out too. Here's the interesting thing, and then we'll take our break. A lot of people. The debate was: is Donald Trump going to make it the full 4 years? I have to admit, I wasn't sure he would. I'm a little surprised that he's here. But here's the interesting thing: I could see this playing out. I could see Donald Trump resigning the day before, and having Mike Pence pardon him, and Pence finishes out, and Trump rides off into the sunset. Because that's a lot more sound, and this president, because Gerald Ford pardoned Richard Nixon, as opposed to Donald Trump trying to pardon himself. So then it'll be really interesting to people who had bets with people, because a lot of people had wagers whether Trump was going to make it the 4 years. Talk about waiting for the fucking payoff. But people had wagers whether he will make it the 4 years. So it's going to be very interesting if the day before or the week of he resigns, Mike Pence pardons him, Donald Trump rides off into the sunset. Because I think that's a very real possibility. If I was Donald Trump, I would probably do that. I would sooner do that than pardon myself. Now, here's the thing.
Yeah, which seems really risky. And even if that is allowable, which is debatable at this point, that's really, really unbelievable. And that loophole has to get tightened down.
Here's what a lot of people don't realize.
I don't think so.
Here's what a lot of people don't realize. If you get pardoned, you are no longer in jeopardy of incriminating yourself for said crimes. So you can get called up to Congress, the Senate, to testify. You can't plead the fifth. You're sworn in under oath. You have to tell the truth. If they find out you're not telling the truth, you will face perjury charges. So by pardoning all these people, it's very feasible that you could see some of these people like Roger Stone and Manafort, scumbag, called up to Congress and Senate, and they will be asked very specific questions where people, they already have the answers. So Roger Stone is either going to have to say the uncomfortable truth out loud about Donald Trump's antics, or he's going to risk perjuring himself. So don't sleep on that. That's the danger. So if I was Donald Trump, I would not pardon my kids. They haven't been charged with anything. Nobody's accused Ivanka or Don Jr. or Eric of anything. I would not pardon them. I wouldn't pardon. Well, maybe I would pardon Rudy Giuliani because he's facing charges. But he's got to be really careful. He's got to be really careful about this because this could still bite his people on the ass. Now, I don't think he gives a shit about them. I don't think. I think once she's out, he doesn't care. But it's not. It's not
he
over
cares
yet.
About his kids.
Which ones?
Ivanka.
He cares about Ivanka. Well, because she's the good-looking one. He doesn't really care about Eric. And Baron's Melania's problem. And Tiffany, who's Tiffany? I was barely with her. I was barely with Marla Maples.
It's a nice store.
Don Jr., I think he likes because he likes the name. But he doesn't like him, he doesn't like him too much. But yeah, Ivanka's the favorite. Baron's Melania's problem. Tiffany who? And Eric, well, look at him.
I gotta be honest with you. I have never, ever, ever seen anybody so obsessed as you with Trump. Everything with you is Trump, Trump, Trump.
No, it's not.
Trump, Trump, Trump. Absolutely. You don't see it. It's hysterical how you don't see it.
We talk about politics.
You're cruising, not
we talk about politics on the show. He's the president. He's all-encompassing. He doesn't eat. Stop.
Other off-comic, you always bring something in with Trump. It's amazing how obsessed you are with this.
Nothing to be. Listen, he wants that. He wants us to talk about it. So, fortunately, I only have like 23 more days of it, and then he can ride his golf cart into
the
sunset.
I don't know what you're going to do with yourself.
I'll talk about other things.
I don't know what you're going to. You're probably going to drive around Mar-a-Lago. You're going to rent a car and drive around Mar-a-Lago.
Listen. I'm not the one. I'm not the one.
Donald.
No. See, Joe, here's the difference. I'm not the one who fucking got my car and had little parades. Honk, 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 honk. I'm not the one who had little boat parades. I'm not the one who stood to and risk getting COVID-19. I'm not obsessed with him. His cult is obsessed with him. I'm amused.
I think you are.
Well, you can you say that to you say that to make yourself feel better, but that's okay.
No. I'm saying it because it's something you don't see.
Pip, well, listen.
I don't know about that because it's hard not to be obsessed with him because that's the news every day.
Yeah.
It's been the news every day for 4 years.
You'll just jump on board with him. But I see it that you're totally obsessed.
Listen, man, I'm not the one who has millions of people claiming that the election was a farce. You have these people claiming that was a farce and still think that he's still going to win. Listen, that's not me. I'm not the one who bends over back. I have never defended a politician like you and others have defended Donald Trump. There have been plenty of times you have defended him for the indefensible. He is the news. He won't be the news in 3 weeks, and I'll be very happy. I look forward to sleepy Joe.
I
think about him every day. I don't want to think about him every day. He's on my mind every day since before he was elected. I don't want him in my head. I don't want that headspace.
Joe, you know why?
Go away.
Because he's hurting people. Because that's why he's hurting people. He's hurting Americans right now. With his fucking antics and his histrionics, people are missing out. People will not get a week of benefits that they were supposed to get. People are on food lines. I delivered food, as you remember, in the beginning of this pandemic. People are getting sick. People I know have gotten sick. People Pip knows have gotten sick and died. Because I care. Because I hated George W. Bush. Hated George.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't talk about him all the time because you know why? You didn't have to. You didn't have to with George W. Bush. He just did Bush shit. You know, he bumbled. He made terrible decisions, but I don't think he was malicious. He wasn't malicious. As
I hated Cheney more than him.
As Sensei Russ says, we love Russ, that George W. Bush was a C student. Yes. George W. Bush was a C. He wasn't malicious. He just wasn't good at the job. So I didn't have to talk at him all the time. But if you're fucking malicious, why do I go after scammers? Because they're bad people. I don't like it. I don't like bad people. That's it. I said it last week. I don't like bad people. And he's very entertaining. And he's funny. He's fucking funny. We've never had a president where headlines leak out. He's complaining about the decor. We've never had. It's just fucking hilarious. I mean, I don't care that he's complaining about the decor. It's just we've never had a president.
I'm not going to sit there and go. He's never said anything ridiculous. I'm like, I'm like, what the fuck?
That would be checking you for fever.
I'm not as blind as a lot of you know, Major League Trump supporters, but I do feel that you are obsessed with it. Where if, even if we're on another topic and we need a simile, you'll go right to Trump to bring it in.
Because he's omnipresent. Because you know why? Because when you're doing similes and metaphors, you need to do something that everybody can relate to. And by design, everybody can...
You could set your watch by it with you.
No, but...
Here he comes. You know, and it's just, and that just... It leads me to believe that you're obsessed.
My job is to make things relatable. Everybody all over the world talks about that. Like I tell you, I have people from all over the world. This guy is omnipresent. He's on their mind. So when we're doing something, if I have to make something relatable, Trump is the easy. Maybe it's a crutch. Could be a crutch. But it's very. Everybody knows because he has always antics. He's always had antics long before he was president. There was always antics. He called as himself to promote himself, and he used to call. He used to call the tabloids. Oh, I hear Donald Trump's the best in bed. He did that shit. He called us barren. I mean, this guy's always had antics. Now we have antics in the White House. As a comic, I wouldn't be doing my duty if I didn't point out some of these antics. I mean. Like I was saying, we've never had a president before bitching.
Look at you. You're almost in a lather.
Joe, do you know...
That's just every other conversation.
Yeah, Joe, that's how the show works. You ever see yourself get fired up over nonsense? That's how the show works. It's entertainment. And normal conversations, I really don't talk like this, Joe. Let's pull the curtain behind. And, you know, most of the time when people are talking politics about Donald Trump, to be quite honest, I really don't say much. When I'm together with family, kind of understated. Don't say a lot about it. I let the other people comment.
You're kind of like the crazy uncle. Oh, here he goes again.
No, not at all.
Did you pass the gravy? Is it Trump's fault the gravy's not as warm as it should be?
It might be. Might be. I don't know. Did he cut subsidies to gravy? I don't know.
No, maybe it is his fault. You're right. It's Trump's fault. I want him French's. He's probably got money in French's gravy, and that's why.
But the problem is with your narrative, you fail to mention that I give him credit when he does good things. You fail to mention that. I've said many times over the past couple of months, Donald Trump has made mention that he wanted bigger checks for the people. I've said that many times. Now he just fucked up because he waited till the negotiations were over. That's all. So
he fucked that up. Yeah. You know.
But when he does something I like, I give him credit. He just doesn't do a lot of things I like. And he listen, when you tell me, Joe, you're going to get so tired of winning and then you fucking lose lawsuit after lawsuit, I'm sorry. It's hilarious. When the New York Jets have twice as many wins than your legal team does have in court, it's fucking hilarious. I'm sorry. The Jets now have two wins and Trump with his 80-odd cases has fucking won. It's hilarious.
You know, I was talking with Joe's girl, and they were talking about this information that they're going to have on the 6th, and they're going to have the information in the election, and blah blah. I go, what are they going to have? Well, it looks like especially in Pennsylvania, they're saying, well, there was a lot more votes than there was voters and all. But the whole thing is, where's the concrete information? No concrete information has been brought forth. Now, you listen to a lot of the conservative talk hosts. Well, of course it was rigged. And of course, but where is the concrete evidence? Now, look, I like I said last week, I think something fishy went on. Well, Joe, where's your proof? I don't have it. I'm just thinking something fishy went on. And that's the whole thing, where if you're going to go to court and the court is going to look at it and go, there's not enough information here. You know, what can you say?
Everything points to, if anything was rigged, it was rigged for the Republicans. So Republicans gained seats in this House, and they held court pretty much in the Senate, but the president lost? That's how you would look at things. And then Mitch McConnell's on the take from these voting companies and everything. But I don't think that's what happened. I told you what happened. People don't like Donald Trump. He never went to the middle. Enough conservatives go, well, this guy's not conservative. Fuck him. He's nuts. But we want the Republicans to have a check on Biden. That's what happened. It's not a mystery. It's not some elusive thing. People don't like Donald Trump for good reason. One, he's fucking incompetent. He's not good at his job. I said last week, he's never been good at any job.
Well,
No.
He never was a politician.
He was never a businessman, Joe. Joe, he was never a businessman. And to be honest, you know what? I'm going to take it to The Apprentice because I used to watch that show. I watched The Celebrity Apprentice. I enjoyed The Celebrity Apprentice. But long before I knew anything about this guy's politics, I didn't give a shit. I would turn to my wife, go, yeah, I don't think he's very good. They got a bunch of yes men. On the board. Like Donald Trump would go, yeah, that was the right decision. They go, yes, that was the right decision. Like Donald Trump and the board were, for me, no, nothing to do with politics, were the weakest part of that show. I enjoyed the celebrities and the challenges. Like, oh, look at Meatloaf. Wow, he's gotten fucking crazy. Ooh, Gary Busey's fucking got more brain damage than I thought. What the fuck is Bret Michaels doing here? You know, oh, Dee Snider. I haven't seen Dee in a while. I watched it for that shit. It was a very entertaining show. But I never thought he was particularly good on it. And then you hear, now all the stories come out, you can take them for what they're worth, how the production team would have to cobble shit together so it would make sense what Donald Trump was saying, so his decisions would make sense. So the one thing he's good at getting publicity. He's fucking fantastic about that. He's great at captivating the mind. I've never seen anybody better than Donald Trump. He's even better than hot girls on Instagram. That's how good he is. And everybody likes them. But
you know what, though? The music could be better. It's nothing but hot chicks and shit music. It's like when you used to go to the dance club.
I didn't even know there was music. I just see tits and ass. I'm sorry, Joe.
It's like shit dance music. You're like, I can't take the music. Let me go to the airplane video.
Let me go to the airplane. Cool. I never had that. But no. So he's very good at getting attention. Other than that, he's never been a success, which is why he's deeply insecure. But that's regardless. Don't worry, Joe. When Donald Trump is out of office, I look forward to being bored by Joe Biden. I look forward, and I've said it for months now, for years. I've said it. I think America's exhausted. We just want boring, so we can all get along with our lives, do our own shit. Now we're always going to have the issues with the government shutdown. That's always going to piss people off because we're going, what the fuck are you doing? No matter who's in charge, what are you fucking doing? Don't shut down the government. We're always going to have that shit. But we're not going to have a batshit, entertaining, incompetent, ludicrous president like this again, I think. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, he could win 2024, and then we could reboot it. But Joe Biden, I'm expecting some flubs. I'm expecting some, why the fuck did he say that? But I'm expecting a whole lot of boring, and I'm looking forward to that, because then I can find other shit to talk about. And I won't have the easy metaphors. You know, that easy similes, but that's okay.
You'll go back to him. You'll go back into the way back.
Joe, I did the show for many years before Donald Trump. I could do it many years without Donald Trump. I'll be much happier when he rides off into the horrible decor that Mar-a-Lago's become. I'll be completely.
You know
fine.
What? We started the show talking about how Facebook is the Wayback Machine and it keeps throwing stuff at you, like sometimes awful stuff at you that has got like a lot of likes or comments like years later, like, you know, we're talking about it's always showing me my dead cats, which I really enjoy. Thanks for reminding me that Woody is dead this year yet again. But this, I would like to see the Wayback Machine throw back up at us next year this conversation and see where we're at.
Well, I mean, that's
I would be interested in seeing.
Let me ask you a question about Facebook. Are we live on Facebook?
Thank you. I don't see it either.
That's what it says. It says we're live on Facebook.
And I can't find it, and now neither can Joe, so that means maybe we're not.
I don't know. Let's see.
Can we try again?
Let's see.
I know a couple people were going to listen, but it's like, where are they?
Yeah.
I mean,
you know.
Yeah, I mean, I can end it. I'll do that on the break. All right, I'll end it.
Okay.
And send you guys another link. All right. Take a break. We'll be back.